हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ. Is it accurate to say that since the mind is constituted of the five tanmatras, they are the first to manifest from avyaktam? Yes, tanmatras are the first. And then comes mind. If so, the sequence is avyaktam, tanmatra, antakarnam. Yes. I realize that just that doesn't account for mahat being said to arise first. See, in fact, when you say antakarnam, mahat is not different from antakarnam. Antakarnam alone is looked upon as mahat also. See, antakarnam in totality, total antakarnam is called mahat. Mahat is the totality of antakarnam, buddhi. Let me tell you one thing. Antakarnam, mind and intellect. Two factors. Antakarnam, you can see it as four or two. For ahankara, buddhi, chittam, manaha. All the four take it as antakarnam, one. And there, we separate it. Totality of intellects are mahat. Totality of minds are hiranyagarbha. And the totality of pranas are hiranyagarbha, sutratma. One Hiranyagarbha is given three different names. When do you call Hiranyagarbha Mahat? You see Hiranyagarbha as a totality of intellects, Mahat Tattva. And the totality of the minds you see as Hiranyagarbha. Totality of pranas you see as Sutratma. So Sutratma, Hiranyagarbha, Mahat, all the three are the only name of, or the three names of the only Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, antakaranam itself is mahat, total. This I want to tell you. Okay, now let us go to the class. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om. ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यमवधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो वी सॉ द प्रीवियस् सेण्टेन्स्. दिस् आल् दीस् आर्ग्युमेण्ट्स् आर् वेरि beautiful and clear, but as soon as one argument is finished, you must write it down, otherwise you will forget. Shankara briefly mentioned the process of knowing in the previous sentence. The mind, which is a product of sattvic aspect of the elements alone, is in the form of thoughts. And what do these thoughts do? Antakaranam, in the form of thoughts, rise, and through the sense organs, they pervade the external objects, the conscious thoughts, then they form the thought forms of the objects. The thought form of any external object obtaining in the mind is called cognition, vritti jnanam. And that vritti, being illumined by consciousness, pervaded by consciousness, has the status of being the jnanam, vritti jnanam. Therefore, every vritti jnanam, the knowledge of objects obtaining in the form of a thought, conscious thought, is actually object of consciousness, pure knowledge. And that pure knowledge is swarupa of the knower, which is implied by the term atma or brahma. And that is distinct from the pure consciousness, is distinct from the vritti jnanam, knowledge of objects in the form of thoughts. It was made very clear. Therefore, the word jnanam, vritti jnanam is the jnana shabda vachyam, the direct meaning of the word jnanam. Whereas Swarupa Gyanam, consciousness implied by the Tamatma is Lakshyam, Shabda Lakshyam. Shabda Lakshyam, consciousness. Shabda Vachyam, knowledge in him of a thought. This we saw in the previous class. I want to read page number 99. Tasmat. Tasmat means therefore. Tasmat. Atma Vijnana Bhasyascha. Atma Vijnana Bhasyascha. Vijnana Shabda Vachyascha. Te Dhatvartha Bhutaha. Atmanaha Eva Dharmaha. Vikriya Rupaha. Iti. Avivekibihi Parikalpyante. It's a beautiful sentence. Tasmat, therefore, Atma Vijnana Bhasyaha Cha Vijnana Shabda Vachyaha Cha Te Dhatvartha Bhutaha Atmanaha Eva Dharmaha Vikriya Rupaha Iti Avivekibihi Parikalpyante. So now Shankara Bhagavad makes it very clear again. So those cognitions or vritti jnanams obtaining in the form of thoughts are all objects of consciousness. They're only direct meaning of the word jnanam. Now Shankara says, therefore, tasmat, atma vijnana bhasyaha. Atma vijnana bhasyaha means those cognitions in the form of thoughts illumined by consciousness. So those cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts illumined by Atma Vijnanam, consciousness. And not only that, Vijnana Shabda Vachyaha. And those cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts, they are illumined by consciousness and they are the direct meaning of the word vijnanam or jnanam. They're the direct meaning of the word vijnanam or jnanam. Vijnana shabda vachyaha. Not only that, te dhatvartha bhutaha. Dhatvartha bhutaha means they refer to the meaning of the root. Dhatvartha bhutaha, they refer to the meaning of the root. Okay, now three factors you have to remember. What are these cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts? Vritti parinamaha, thought modifications, or the cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts, what are they? Shankara says, those cognitions in the form of thoughts are bhasyaman, bhasyaha, bhasyaha revealed, revealable. They illumined by consciousness, atma vijnanena bhasyante. Okay, vrittayaha atma vijnanena bhasyante iti atma vijnana bhasyaha. They're illumined by Atma, the consciousness. Then Vijnana Shabdena Vachyante. Vijnana Shabdena Vachyante. So they are denoted by the word Vijnanam. They are the direct meaning of the word Vijnanam. Then Dhatvartena Bhavanti. Dhatvartha Bhutaha. They refer to the meaning of the root Jna. These, even though this is how they are, they only shine in the presence of the consciousness. Consciousness, Atma, is distinct from them, but still, avivekibhi, by people who are not able to discern. Aviveki means people who are not able to discern this consciousness, the revealer consciousness and the revealed cognitions. Aviveki means people who are not able to discern, distinguish the consciousness, revealer consciousness and the revealed cognitions. Aviveki, by those people, these cognitions are mistaken to be parikalpyante. They're taken to be, mistaken to be, or imagined to be vikriyarupaha dharmaha. That they're mistaken to be the changing attributes of the Atma. They're not attributes of the Atma. Okay, knowledge of an object is not an attribute of Atma. It's a cognition, which is a thought. So all these vikriya rupaha, the cognitions which are subject to change, are mistaken to be dharmaha, attributes of Atma. Atmanaha eva dharmaha vikriya rupaha iti. Aviveki bihi parikalpyante. So, Atma Vijnana Bhasyaha, the cognitions illumined by the consciousness, the direct meaning of the word Vijnanam, which are, you know, which refer to the root meanings, meaning of the roots, those cognitions are mistaken to be the changing attributes of the Atma by people or people who do not have discriminative knowledge of Atma and Anatma. Consciousness and thoughts are pure consciousness, pure knowledge and vrittijnanam. Swarupajnanam, vrittijnanam. People who do not have the discriminative understand of swarupajnanam and vrittijnanam, they are said to be avivekinaha. Avivekinaha, aviveki bihi parikalpyante, mistaken. Mistaken by the, imagined by the indiscriminate people. What are imagined? The thoughts are mistaken to be what? Attributes. Changeful, changing attributes of the Atma. They are not attributes of the Atma. They are mithya cognitions which shine in the presence of consciousness. Okay. Therefore, those thoughts which are illumined by consciousness, you can say, because small sentences, Atma Vijnanena Bhasyante Vrittayaha iti Atma Vijnana Bhasyaha. Then Vijnana Shabdena Vachyante iti Vijnana Shabda Vachyaha. Dhatvarthena Bhavanti iti Dhatvartha Bhutaha. Pan Parikalpa Activation. Okay. Now I'm reading English. Therefore, those thoughts which are illumined by consciousness or that
no sound. Sound is breaking.
Okay. Now okay? Okay, we'll try. Okay, I have sent a message. We'll see. So they are constantly changing in nature. But they are mistakenly taken to be the attributes of Atma itself. By those who lack discriminative mind. Tasmat, therefore, which means, since the vrittis, thoughts arise pervaded by the consciousness, Atma Vijnana Bhasyaha, Sakshi Bhasyaha. See, Atma Vijnana Bhasyaha, Sakshi Bhasyaha. They're available for Sakshi Pratyaksham. All the vrittis shine after the Atma Vijnanam. And they are objects of consciousness. If you do not hear me, please give me an alert so I will know. The last time I was reading on myself, on my own, when I lifted my leg, my head, neck and saw, nobody was there. Head, okay? So, if you stop, please give me an alert. They are Vijnana Shabda Vachyaha. The immediate meaning of the word Vijnana. Such as part knowledge, cloth knowledge and so on. Which we call as Dhatvartha. The meaning of the root Jna, Avabodhane. But they are mistaken to be Atmanah Eva Dharmaha. Attributes of Atma alone due to Aviveka, due to lack of enquiry. How do you say so? Because Atma, the knower, is affected by them. The mind and the person become one and the same. When I say I am restless, the restlessness is taken upon Atma. Any emotion in the mind becomes the emotion of the Atma. Emotions being very powerful, there is no thumb space to look at them. And they take away the knower also. It's a very beautiful analysis. Hope you're all able to appreciate it. The problem of Jiva is due to Atma Anatma Avivekaha. The body, prana, senses, mind and buddhi are all upadhis. The attributes of each one of them is taken to be Atma's attributes. This is what is technically called Adhyaropaha. When you take the Antahkaranam as the Atma, identity is Anatma, this is Adhyasa. But taking those attributes as the attribute of Atma is called Adhyaropaha. So, the attributes of each one of them is taken to be Atma's attributes. I am fat, I am lean, I am subject to old age, I am a mortal and so on, are attributes of body. Illness, wellness and so on are attributes of prana. Blindness and so on are attributes of indriyas. I am sad and so on are attributes of mind. So too, cognition, memory, recollection, etc. are buddhi dharmaha. All of them are superimposed upon Atma by those who are yet to gain the Viveka. There is no such person called Aviveki. Everyone is Aviveki. Until one uses one's Viveka to shift between what is true and what is not true. Everybody is Aviveki only. The person won't have, only Viveki becomes a Viveki. So we have Viveka, I'm reading page number 101. We have Viveka between Pratibhasika. Pratibhasika Satyam. Pratibhasikam Satyam. We have Vivekaha between Pratibhasikam Satyam, subjective reality, like rope snake and Vyavaharika Satyam, objective reality, like real snake. We have Vivekaha between Pratibhasikam Satyam, subjective reality, like rope snake, and Vyavaharikam Satyam, objective reality, like real snake. But we do not have Vivekaha between Vyavaharikam Satyam and Paramarthikam Satyam. We do not have Vivekaha, discriminative understanding, between relative reality, objective reality, and absolute reality. We do not have Vivekaha between Vyavaharikam Satyam and Paramarthikam Satyam. In Vyavaharika itself, there is Avivekaha with reference to value of a thing, priorities, and so on. There is a superimposed value on any given thing which it does not have. Gold has a value and it gives you security. It is true. And it is not true. It gives you security because later you can encash it. Gold does not lose its value. It can help you fight against inflation. But you have to keep it in a safe place, like a bank locker. But the bank itself can collapse. If you keep it at home, there is always a fear of robbery. Again, it can give some security. But to whom? It gives security to the one who is subject to death anytime. What is security? Therefore, there is an exaggerated value. It is all due to Aviveka. By Viveka, we become more and more objective. All the Upadhi Dharmas are attributed to Atma due to Avivekaha. The Buddhi Dharmas are Vikriya Rupaha. They are subject to change. Now it is spot knowledge. Now it is cloth knowledge, and so on. They are not the Dharmas of Atma. See, Pooja Swamiji always used to tell this. We are interested in Bhagavan. We are interested in knowledge of the truth. We are interested in Brahma Jnanam because we are interested in Atma Jnanam also, because the relief is there only there for us. And the whole problem is because it's centered on I. The whole samsara is centered on I. And then that I has to be resolved in truth. And you have to see how this truth is distinct from all these attributes, all these things. This is what Atma Anatma Viveka. That's why it is taught here. Okay, next. Yat tu. That's, we have two words there. Yat and tu. Yet that, which, and tu is a single letter expression. It can give different meanings in different contexts. And here it means whereas. Yet tu. Brahmanaha brahmano vijnanam tat. Yet tu brahmano vijnanam tat. Yed brahma vijnanam endu sollapadugirado adu. Yattu brahmanaha vijnanam tat brahmanaha vijnanam here means not knowledge of brahman here knowledge the brahman the consciousness the brahman the consciousness of brahman means what the consciousness implied by the term brahman there are two different things here consciousness of brahman means the pure consciousness implied by the term brahman vijnanam tat savitru prakashavat savitru prakashavat now we can understand hastamalaka's words are all from like this savitru prakashavat agni ushnavat cha savitru prakashavat agni ushnavat cha see savitru is a suryaha see savituhu prakashaha savitru prakashaha compound word savituhu prakashaha savitru prakashaha the effulgence of the sun brilliance of the sun and agni ushnavat agnehe ushnam iva agnehe ushnavat agni ushnavat it means the consciousness is the very inseparable intrinsic nature of the reality conscious reality implied by the term conscious brahman and consciousness are inseparable consciousness is the swarupam of brahman the reality like what agni ushnavat just as like the heat of the fire agni ushnavat like the heat is inseparable intrinsic property of the fire like prakashaha the brilliance is inseparable nature of the reality so also here it is said example is given consciousness is the nature of the reality implied by the term brahman so vastu swarupam consciousness katham yatha savituhu prakashaha yatha agnehe ushnam tatha so savitru prakashavat agni ushnavat brahmanaha vijnanam the consciousness is the essential nature of reality implied by the term brahma brahma swarupa avyatiriktam brahma swarupa avyatiriktam vyatiriktam separated separable separate avyatiriktam non separate brahma swarupa avyatiriktam swarupameva so this pure consciousness pure knowledge non separate from the reality inseparable from the reality implied by the term brahman is the very nature of brahman so heat inseparable from fire is the nature of heat fire brilliance or light inseparable from the sun is the nature of the sun swarupam similarly consciousness inseparable from the reality is the very swarupam of the consciousness the brahman brahma swarupa avyatiriktam swarupameva very nature tanna karanantara savyapeksham tanna karanantara savyapeksham nityatma swarupatvat so tat karanantara savyapeksham so savyapeksha means dependence so here karanantara savyapeksha that is independent that is not dependent upon any other reason any other factor karanantara savyapeksham na savyapeksham karanantarasya savyapeksha nasti karanantara na savyapeksham means it's not dependent on any other any other thing. Why? Nitya Atma Swarupatvat. Nitya Atma Swarupatvat. Because consciousness is the eternal, essential, very nature of the Atma, Brahma. Consciousness is the nature of the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma. These beautiful sentences. Okay. Yattu Brahmanaha Vijnanam Tat Savitru Prakashavat Agni Ushnavat Cha Brahma Swarupa Avyatiriktam Swarupameva Tanna Tat Na Karanantara Savyapeksham Nitya Atma Swarupatvat. Okay, whereas consciousness of Brahman, see the word Brahman, I take it as reality because you don't get confused. Consciousness of Brahman means consciousness of the reality implied by the term Brahman is the very nature of the reality Brahman. Brahman that is not separate from Brahman. Just like the light of the sun and the heat of the fire, it is not dependent upon any other factor. It being of the nature of eternal Atma. It is of the nature of eternal Atma. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Yattu Brahmanaha Vijnanam. Whereas the knowledge of Brahman, Tat Swarupameva, it is the very nature of Brahman that does not come and go. Swarupam does not come and go. Here, the sixth case in the word Brahman is figurative. I told you in the very beginning. Do you remember? Can you hear me, Raniji, now? Okay. Okay. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Yattu Brahmanaha Vijnanam. Whereas the knowledge of Brahman, Tat Swarupameva, it is the very nature of Brahman that does not come and go. Here, the sixth case in the word Brahman is figurative. Knowledge and Brahman are one and the same. Consciousness and Brahman are one and the same. Why? Because Brahman is only a term implying the formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. It is like the use in Rahoho Shiraha, the head of Rahu. In fact, Rahu is the Shiras head. There is no Rahu's head. Similarly, Brahmanaha Vijnanam means the Vijnanam that is Brahman. Tat Savitru Prakashavat. It is like the light of the sun. Light and the sun are not two different things. Light is the very Swarup of sun. Sun can turn into black hole, burn itself to become dense matter, from which even light cannot escape. But Brahmanaha Vijnanam is always the same. Tat Savitru Prakashavat. It is like the light of the sun. Light and the sun are not two different things. Light is the very swarupam of the sun. Sun can turn into a black hole, burn itself to become dense matter, from which even light cannot escape. Such a change is possible on the part of the sunlight. But Brahmanaha Vijnanam is always the same. Again, Agni Ushnavat Cha. Atma Vijnanam is like the heat of the fire. Heat and fire are not two different things. It is not that fire is holding the heat. The heat is the sorupa of fire. You cannot have fire without being hot. One does not say, please wait, I am heating the fire now. Then I will start heating the water. No. You have to only heat, you have to light the fire. But you do not try to heat the fire. It is the nature of fire. Bhashyakara sets you up here. It's a method of setting up and then reducing it to absurdity. Brahmanaha Vijnanam. The consciousness of Brahman is non-separate from Brahman. Is Brahman. How did Brahman become conscious? Tat na karanantara savyapeksham. How did the reality become conscious? Swarupatvat. No, katam Brahma chaitanyam abhavat. How did Brahman become conscious? Tat na karanantara savyapeksham. It is not dependent upon another cause for becoming consciousness because being what it is. It is not dependent upon another cause for being what it is. To be consciousness, Brahman does not require karanantaram, any other cause. The entire jagat, including space and time, draws its existence from Brahman. The easiness of anything is Brahman alone. Itself is self-existent. Itself means Brahman itself is self-existent. You need not even tell that it is self-existent. The expression self-existent came into vogue because everything else draws its existence from something else. Pot from clay, clay from atoms, and so on. Therefore, we say it is self-existent. In fact, asmi is Brahman. Asti is not Brahman. There is only one Brahman and that is Atma. So Brahman is not karanantara savyapeksham because it is nityatma swarupam. It is in the form of nitya atma. It is nityam and it is atma. So nityascha ayam atmacha. Nityatma swarupam. So it does not depend on anything else. In order to be what it is, in order to be satyam or jnanam or anantam, it has to be just itself. It does not draw its satyatvam, etc. from elsewhere. There is nothing which is away from that, which is independent of that, which has its being of its own that is being told. There is nothing which is away from that, which is independent of that, that is in reality, which has its being of its own, that is being told. So, this reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. It does not need to do anything, or depend on anything else to be consciousness. The reality, in terms of its nature of consciousness, is independent of everything, but it is non-separate from everything. Nothing is different from that Brahma. Nothing is away from that Brahman, which is being said here. We'll just see. I'm going to read page number 130 now. Sorry, 103. sarvabhavanancha tena avibhakta desha kalatvat tena avibhakta desha kalatvat kala akashadi karanatvat kala akashadi karanatvat niratishaya sukshmatvat cha na tasya anyat avijneyam sukshmam vyavahitam viprakrishtam bhutam bhavat bhavishyadva asti tasmatu sarvajyam brahma. Beautiful explanation here. Brahman is said to be omniscient. The reality, the subtlest reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of omniscience. All-knowing, sarvajyam brahma. Why? Katham? Reason is given. Sarva bhavanam cha tena avibhakta desha kalatvat. Sarva bhavanam means tena avibhakta desha kalatvat. Tena avibhaktam. So vibhaktam means separated, divided. Avibhaktam, non-separated, non-undivided. So sarva bhavanam desha kalatvat. See, desha kalatva means all the objects. Bhavaha here means objects. See, anything which enjoys the status of being existent is called bhavaha. Yad bhavati tad bhavaha. Bhava shabda vachaha. Bhavaha means anything which exists is called bhavaha. So every object is meant by the expression bhavaha. So sarva bhavanam, of all the objects, having, due to their having the status of being desha kalatvat. So all those objects obtaining in time and space, all those objects existing within the realm of time and space, they have time limitation, also object limitation. And they are avibhaktam tena. They are non-separated. They are non-separate from Brahma. Tena avibhaktam. Avibhakta desha kalatvat. Sarabhavana. See, time is non-separate from Brahma. Space is non-separate from Brahma. And all the objects which can be reduced to forms, names and functions, which exist within the realm of time and space also, are non-separate from Brahma. That is the meaning of the first sentence. Because of that reason, sarva bhavanam tena avibhakta desha kalatvat. Next, kala akashadi karanatvat. See, all the objects exist within the realm of time and space. What about the time and space? Kala akashadi karanatvat. Brahman has the status of being the cause of even time and space. Brahman alone enjoys the status of being the cause of time and space, which means time and space do not exist outside of Brahman, independent of Brahman. Therefore, time and space are non-separate, non-different from Brahman. Brahman is non-separate from time and space. Is it clear? See, Brahman is non-separate from time and space. A very important subject matter. Please don't listen carefully. I'm repeating it. Doesn't matter. Even if you feel bored, doesn't matter. I won't repeat it. because it's very important lesson. See, kala akashi akashadi karanatvam asti brahmanaha. Brahman has the status of being the cause of time and space. When you say time and space are the effects of Brahman, time is non-different from Brahma, space is non-different from Brahma, which means Brahman, the consciousness, is non-separate from time and space. Because of that reason, due to that reason, karanatvat, kala akashadi karanatvat, okay. Now, niratishaya sukshmatvat. Look at this. Niratishaya sukshmatvat. Niratishayam means extreme. Sukshmam, niratishayena sukshmam means extremely subtle. Susukshmam means niratishayena sukshmam, niratishaya sukshmam, extremely subtle. Sukshmatvam means what? Having the status of being extremely subtle. See, having Brahman, Brahman has the status of being the extremely subtle due to the reason. Sukshmatvat. Niratishaya sukshmatvat. Now two reasons are given. What is the first reason? Why Brahman is sarvajnam Brahma? How can we say Brahman is all-knowing? Brahman is of the nature of omniscience. How can we say? The reason one is given. First reason, all the objects are, all the forms, names and functions, all the objects exist within the realm of time and space. Reason number one. Second reason, time and space, Brahman, Atma has the status of being the cause of time and space. Therefore, time and space also non-separate, non-different from Brahman. Third reason, not only that, Brahman has the status of being the subtle, extremely subtle. So, niratishaya sukshmatvat, because of its extreme subtleness. Third reason. And next. Na tasya anyat avijneyam. Na tasya anyat avijneyam sukshmam. Na tasya anyatra avijneyam. Na anyatra, what there is? There's nothing. Na anyatra, there's nothing. Avijneyam. See, please make a note. Avijneyam means which is unknown. Unknown by Brahman. There's nothing which is unknown by Brahman means nothing which is illumined by Brahman. There's nothing which is unknown by Brahman. Are illumined by Brahman. Tasya, for that Brahman, for the reality, anyat na avijneyam, there's nothing which is not illumined or known by Brahman. What is that? Sukshmam. Sukshmam, there's nothing which is unknown by Brahman, illumined by Brahman, which is subtle. Sukshmam. Subtler than Brahman, no, nothing. Vyavahitam. Vyavahitam means spatially distant. Vyavahitam. Spatially distanced or distant. There's nothing which is spatially away from. There's no spatial distance between Brahman and anything else. There's nothing which is subtler than Brahman. There's nothing which is not illumined by Brahman. There's nothing which is subtler than Brahman, nothing which is spatially away from Brahman, different from Brahman. Then, Viprakrishtam Bhutam. Viprakrishtam Bhutam. So, Vyavahitam, Kalataha Duram, Deshataha Duram. Vyavahitam means there's nothing which is distant, nothing which is away from Brahman, spatially or time-wise. Then, Viprakrishtam Bhutam. Viprakrishtam Bhutam Bhavat Bhavishyadva Asti. So, the word Vyavahitam stands for absence of spatial distance, and Viprakrishtam stands for absence of time distance. So there's nothing which is away from Brahman spatially or time wise. There's nothing which was in the past, Bhutam. There was nothing which existed before in the past which was away from Brahman. Bhavat, there's nothing which exists now which is away from Brahman. Bhavishyat, there will never be anything which will be away from Brahman. Asti, nothing which existed in the past or exists now or which will exist in the future which will be away from Brahman. Tasmat, therefore, sarvajnam tad brahma. So beautiful. Do you all see that? Tasmat sarvajnam brahma. Therefore, Brahman is of the nature of omniscience. See, what he is presented here, time and space, time is an object of consciousness. Now, we see, previously he talked about the thought modifications. Now, you have to understand, the existence of object presupposes the existence of cognition. Is it clear? You must connect this. The existence of anything, object, presupposes the existence of cognition. There cannot be any object which exists outside of knowledge. So time is an object of cognition and space is object of cognition. Therefore, time cognition exists. Time and space is dependent on cognitions. Time cognition, space cognition. And cognition exists, shines where? In the presence of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness has the status of being the cause of time and space. Because time and space are objects of cognitions. Now, all the objects, rest of the objects, elements and the elementals, rest of everything else exist within the realm of time and space. Therefore, all of them also, no object is outside of cognition. Every object which enjoys the status of being an object, or sarvesham bhavanam, all of them have the existence what? Exist only in the realm of cognitions. Therefore, what he says, the time and space themselves are not outside of consciousness. Therefore, all the objects obtaining within the realm of time and space are also not away from consciousness. And because consciousness is of the subtlest reality, extremely subtle, due to its extreme subtleness, okay, there's nothing, consciousness pervades everything. Therefore, there's nothing which is not known by consciousness. Like how there's nothing which is not illumined by the sun. There's no opaque thing which is not illumined by the sun. We say that similarly, by its very nature of knowing, consciousness knows everything. There's nothing which is not known by consciousness, which is not illumined by consciousness. Therefore, there's nothing which is subtler than consciousness. There's nothing which is away from consciousness spatially. There's nothing which is away from consciousness time-wise. Therefore, whatever was there in the past also was not away from consciousness. Whatever is in the present now also is not away from consciousness. Bhavishyat, whatever is going to be there in the future also will not be away from consciousness. Therefore, everything enjoys its existence in the presence of the light of consciousness, which is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, consciousness knows time, space, and everything else. Therefore, only being known, becoming the known, everything enjoys existence. Therefore, everything enjoys existence only in the presence of consciousness. Nothing is time-wise or spatially away from consciousness. Nothing, everything is known by consciousness, illumined by consciousness. And the knower, the only knower of everything is consciousness, even though consciousness, knowing is not an action on the part of consciousness. Knowing is the very nature of the consciousness. By its very nature, by its mere presence, being self-existent and consciousness, it knows everything. Therefore, Sarvajnam Brahma. There's no knower other than consciousness. And there's no known which is different from consciousness. The knower consciousness is non-separate from the known. The known is non-different from the knower consciousness. Therefore, Sarvajnam Brahma. It's a very beautiful unfoldment. Hope you all enjoyed it. The reasons you must give. How, katham, kimartham, katham Brahma, Sarvajnam Brahma Bhavati. That is the question. Answer. Now homework for you. Make a note. How Brahman is omniscient. How Brahman enjoys the status of being the omniscient, or how omniscience is the very nature of the reality. That's the next question. So you have to give the reasons. Beautiful reasons are given. Okay. I'm going to read the Bhashyam now. English now. Okay, we read quickly once. Sarva bhavanancha tena avibhakta desha kalatvat kala kashadi karnatvat niratishaya sukshmatvacha na tasya anyate avigneyam sukshmam vivahitam viprakrishtam bhutam bhavad bhavishyadva asti tasmat Sarvajnam Tad Brahma. All the objects are non-separate from that Brahman in terms of time and space. Brahman is the cause of time and space, etc. It is extremely subtle. Therefore, there is nothing which is not illumined by Brahman, which is more subtle or away space-wise or time-wise. In the past, now, or in the future. Therefore, the Brahman is all knowledge. So, Vyavahitam, Viprakrishtam, two different words to say. Vyavahitam stands for spatial distancelessness. Viprakrishtam stands for time-wise distancelessness. Okay. Sarva bhavanancha tena brahmanasaha avibhakta desha kalatvat. Sarva bhavanancha tena. The Bhashyam only has the word tena. Tena means kena. Brahmana. Tena brahmanasaha avibhakta desha kalatvat. All the bhavas, things and beings have avibhakta desha kalatvam, the status of being not away in time and space. There's no object which is away from time, away in time, not away in, away from space also. There's the status of being not away in time and space. That's what I said easily. All the objects exist within the realm of time and space. Okay. The status of being not away in time and space from Brahman. The word sarva, all, has no sankochaha. Sankochaha, in Tamil, we use the sense of vekkam. Here a restriction, no sankochaha. Restriction. Whatsoever. The word sarva, all, has no sankocha, restriction, whatsoever. This is not like saying, all Japanese on the road have umbrellas. Many do not carry. Japanese always come with an umbrella that does not serve the purpose of umbrella. In this course, there are many Japanese. The course, Swamiji did this text. There are many Japanese. So he has to make them understand. So, Japanese always come with an umbrella that does not serve the purpose of umbrella. It is part of their getup. The word sarva is always subject to restriction. But that is not here. That is not so here. That is why the word bhava is there. Anything that exists is called bhava. Bhavaha. It is derived from the root bhu, saptayam, to be. Bhavati iti bhavaha. An object, bhavati iti bhavaha. That which exists is existent. An object is called existent. Okay. Anything that exists, like the elements, beginning with space, and the elementals, such as body, there is avibhakta desha kalatvam with Brahman. Nothing is separate from Brahman. Again, kala akashadi karanatvat tasya brahmanaha. Brahman has the status of being the cause for time and space. And therefore, time and space are not separate from Brahman. Deshaha is Brahman. Kalaha is Brahman. See, Brahman is not time and space, but time and space are Brahman. Deshaha is Brahman. Kalaha is Brahman. Niratishaya sukshmatvat cha brahmanaha. Brahman is extremely subtle. A thing that is sukshma is more pervasive and less objectifiable. A thing that is sukshma is more pervasive and less objectifiable. Like water, when vaporized, becomes like water when vaporized becomes subtle, and it is more pervasive and less objectifiable. The most subtle is that which is not available for objectification at all. The most subtle is that which is not available for objectification at all. And that which is there in every form of objectification. The most subtle is that which is not available for objectification at all. And that which is there in every form of objectification. Niratishayam means not comparable. Therefore what? Incomparably subtle. That's why extremely subtle. Na tasya anyat avigneyam asti. Brahman has nothing else that is to be known. Brahman has nothing else that is to be known. Everything is already known. That means Brahma sarvajnam bhavati. Brahma sarvajnam bhavati. Atma sarvajnaha bhavati. Brahma sarvajnam bhavati. Brahman becomes all knowledge. Whatever that exists is nothing but Brahman, that is knowledge. Whether all knowledge or small knowledge, it is not separate from consciousness. Sarvajnatvam does not require jnana kartrutvam, the status of knower, because jnana kartrutvam is necessary only where ajnana nivrittihi is involved. I'm reading this sentence again. Sarvajnyatvam does not require jnana kartrutvam. Sarvajnyatvam, the status of being omniscient, does not require jnana kartrutvam. The status of being the omniscient, a status of having the omniscience, does not require jnana kartrutvam, the status of being the knower. Because jnana kartrutvam is necessary only where ajnana nivrittihi is involved. So beautiful. I wish you are able to see that. Jnana kartrutvam is necessary only where there is ajnana nivrittihi is involved. See, in the intellect, ajnanam is there. Therefore, intellect, ajnanam has to be removed. Only then there's a question of knowing comes, act of knowing comes. Brahman is already pure knowledge, which is free from ajnanam, ignorance. There's no ignorance on the part of Brahman. There's no darkness on the part of sun. Sun does not require an illuminator. Illuminator. Sun does not require the status of being the illuminator, because there's no need for removing of any darkness, because it's already darkness free, pure effulgence. Similarly, here the reality is ignorance free, pure knowledge. Therefore, there's no necessary. Therefore, jnana kartrutvam is not necessary. It's a very important line. Sarvajnyatvam does not require jnana kartrutvam, the status of knower. Because jnana kartrutvam is necessary only where ajnana nivrittihi is involved. The status of being the knower is necessary only where the elimination of ignorance is involved. Where sarvajnyatvam is there, ignorance cannot be there. Therefore, there is no jnana kartrutvam, jnana karmatvam, or jnana karanatvam. So where there is sarvajnyatvam, the status of being omniscience, there is ignorance cannot be there. Therefore, there is no jnana kartrutvam, there is no knower status, jnana karmatvam, there is no known status, and there is no instrument state. Jnana karanatvam also, the status of being the instrument also. All of them are Brahman. Bhashyakara makes this point very clear here. Okay. Anyate avijneyam is elaborated here as something sukshma, subtle. Anyate avijneyam is what? Nothing which is not known, illumined by Brahma, is elaborated here as something sukshma, subtle. Vyavahitam, away in space, and viprakrishtam, away in time. There is, that is not there for Brahma. Vyavahitam and viprakrishtam both mean what is distant. One is deshataha and other is kalataha. In terms of time, nothing is away from Brahman. Whether it pertains to bhutam, past, bhavat, present, or bhavishyat, future. Since something that is not known is not there, Brahman becomes Sarvajnaha, Sarvajnam, all knowledge. When you look at Brahman from the standpoint of the world of names and forms, Brahman gains the attributes of Sarvajnatvam, Sarvakaranatvam, Sarvashaktimatvam. Brahman gains the status of being the omniscient. Brahman gains the status of being the cause of everything. Brahman gains the status of being almighty or all omnipotent, and so on, only from the standpoint of the world of names, forms, names and forms. This is called Sagunam Brahma. From its own Swarupam, Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Now he quotes mantras to show the two positions from the standpoint of Upadhi and Swarupam. Very beautiful. Now the following is a mantra. Beautiful mantra from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. We'll read that. This advantage of reading Bhashyam. Without studying other Upanishads also, you would be exposed to many important mantras. Studying one Bhashyam will make you understand important mantras from other Upanishads also. You can memorize these mantras actually. So now, the teaching is so clear until now, I assume I do not need to talk and confuse you anymore. I can keep quiet. Now, Shankar Bhagavatpada presents quotations. And these are mantras to show two positions of Brahman. The standpoint of Upadhi and Swarupam. Very nice. From the standpoint of Brahma Swarupam, Brahman is not the Karanam, not the Karyam, Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. The standpoint of Brahman, Brahman is not the knower, known knowledge. It's a pure knowledge, the truth of all the Triputi difference. The standpoint of Brahman, Brahman is free from everything. Whereas the standpoint of the forms and names, the universe of forms and names, the cause is Brahma, Sarvakaranam is Brahma, Sarvashaktimat is Brahma, then Sarvajnaha, Sarvajnam also is Brahma. Therefore, then from the standpoint of the universe, because universe doesn't have independent existence outside of Brahman, from the standpoint of universe alone, all these attributes, all these qualifications are attributed to Brahman from the standpoint of the universe of forms and names. Then Sagunam Brahma. And these two positions, Nirgunam, Sagunam, two positions of Brahman. From the standpoint of Swarupam, Nirgunam Brahma. The standpoint of Upadhi, of world, Sagunam Brahma. Generally, we call Sagunam Brahma as Ishvara. And the two positions are shown by these two mantras. Mantras from this Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Let us read this mantra. It's a beautiful mantra. If we read and stop here. Mantra Varna Cha. Mantra Varnat Cha. Mantra Varnaha. Mantra Varnaha means letters which constitute the mantra is said to be Mantra Varnaha. Mantra Varnaha means nothing but mantra. So Mantra Varnat Cha means due to the vision of revealed by the mantra also. Mantra Varnat Cha, Mantra Varnat Cha. Apanipado Javano Grahita Pashyatya Chakshus Sasrunotya Karnaha. Very important mantra from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. You can memorize them. Apanipado Javano Grahita Javano Grahita Pashyatya Chakshus Sasrunotya Karnaha. apanipado javano grahita pasyatya chakshus sasrunotya karnaha saveti vedyan nachatasyasti veta saveti vedyam nachatasyasti veta. Beautiful sentence. Saveti vedyam nachatasyasti veta tamahuragryam purusham mahantam tamahuragryam purusham mahantam. What's the meaning? From the standpoint of the swarupam of Brahma, how it is apanipadaha. Apanipadaha. Panihi. See, pani padau yasya nasti. Pani, two hands. Padau, two feet. Pani cha padau cha yasya nasti. Saha apanipadaha. Javanaha. So Brahma, as pure knowledge, does not have hands and legs. Javanaha. See, javaha means speed. The word javaha is a noun, speed. Javanaha means one who is fast, speedy. Javaha, speed. Javanaha, speedy, fast. And Brahman, Javanaha, moves fast means what? Being all pervasive is said to be moves fast. Moves fast means wherever you want to go, before you go, Brahman is already there. Therefore, he is said to be moves fast. Not doesn't mean Brahman is moving really fast. All pervasiveness, he does not need to go anywhere, is already there everywhere. That is as good as moving fast. But Javanaha implies all pervasiveness. Now, Grahita Apanipado Javano Grahita. And the Javano Grahita. Grahita means what? But what does it mean? Even though Brahman does not have hands and legs, still is as though he become the own. Thereby,
Swami, I'm breaking up.
Now?
No, Swami.
Nice one.
Breaking up, huh?
Swamini, we couldn't hear you, Swamini.